The first thing you should know is, I did it. I was up to my neck in bubbles at the time, just a cowgirl relaxing at the end of a long, dusty, and profitable cattle drive, soaking my cares away in a zinc bathtub set in the middle of my hotel room, and enthusiastically singing Sweet Betsy from Pike. But my idyll would be short, as I got to the part where the dog wagged its tail and looked wondrously sad. There was the ominous clump of heavy boots in the hallway outside my room, and a sharp knock on the door. As it happened, I already knew danger was coming, and when I looked up, my face showed no fear. I was ready. So when the two men, I had known there would be two, kicked my door open and burst into the room, guns drawn, they found that I had my own six-shooter in hand and them in my sights. I squeezed the trigger. There was a deafening crack, and the wrong man fell down. Irritated at first, I swore, but then shock, even horror, took over as I realized what had really happened, and I leaped out of the tub and ran for the fallen man. The gun, forgotten for the moment, splashed into the water and made a dull clank on the bottom of the tub. Cut! Cut! For Christ's sakes! Director Arthur Janeway had exploded from his chair like a pheasant flushed from cover. I ignored him as I hot-footed across the hotel room set on Fortune Motion Pictures Soundstage 3. There were maybe 40 or so other people not far away, now making noise and stirring in confusion, but most were back in the deep shadows on the other side of the bright lights and the cameras, and I wasn't thinking of them anyway. All I knew then was that a promising young actor named Sam Harvey was sprawled on the floor, gasping and holding his side as a dark, wet stain bloomed under his hand, soaking his shirt front, because someone had put a real bullet in my Colt, where there should have only been blanks. Someone either evil or careless, who was not me. As I knelt beside Sam, he reached his hand out and grabbed mine, squeezing it hard. A quick glance at me, and then he shut his eyes tight, his breathing coming quick and ragged. Pain contorted his long, sensitive face. As I crouched there in my flesh-colored bathing suit, Sam's bloody hand in mine, the horror remained, now joined by surprisingly fierce anger. Damn it, this was just a picture, with costumes and made-up things to say, with blood that was just glycerin and chocolate syrup. No one was supposed to really be shot. No one was supposed to be bleeding real blood. I felt ill. I wanted Sam to be unshot, and I wanted to strangle whoever was responsible. My dresser, Alice, had thrown a robe over me, and now I bunched up a corner of it and pressed it against Sam's side where I thought the wound was. No one had come forward from the crowd to shove me aside and show off their first aid skills. This gave me the impression that no one else knew anything better to do. Sam opened his eyes again and fixed his gaze on me like I was his lifeline. "Miss Franklin, I'm so sorry," he rasped. He was worried he'd spoiled the shot, and it made me want to cry. His chest rose and fell in ragged breaths. "It's hot. Hurts." He closed his eyes again, and I saw him concentrating on breathing. In and out, painfully. God, where was the nurse? "Help's coming, Sam," I said, hoping that was true. It had to be. Everyone has a job on a movie set. It must have been somebody's to call or run for help. "No, I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry," I said. "Just hang on. You'll be all right." He squeezed my hand again. The blood was getting sticky and smelled metallic. I fought down the nausea and more anger. What diabolical or monumentally thoughtless person could have made me shoot Sam? A good kid who had just gotten his first chance in the pictures. About 100 years later, the studio nurse appeared and replaced me at Sam's side. She got to work, tearing his shirt open, inspecting the wound, pulling gauze and real bandages out of her bag. Her moves were practiced, professional, and comforting. I backed away from Sam and let Arthur put an arm around me, which he did gingerly, because of the blood on me and my robe, and also because I probably had steam coming out of my ears. I was still worried for Sam, but now that the nurse was here, I could turn my attentions to the property department, which had given me a gun that had live rounds in it. I was angry and knew I looked it.